Once again, we are very happy to welcome in to Robin Hood Radio Ruth Epstein of the Republican American and other areas, places. Hello, Ruth. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Good.
So,
thank you.
My favorite question, what's going on out there?
Well, comes October, and it's election, pre-election season, as we know. So we have several elections this year with local candidates. This is a rarity. We have four contests in our region for the top of the ticket. Canaan has a race for first selectman, as does Falls Village, as does Cornwall, and Kent. So there are several debates going on. There will be coming up, and I would ask your listeners to try to avail themselves of these, because that's how you learn about the candidates, and it's pretty important. We have a let me just get this correct. This week there is a discussion at the Falls Village Center on Main for the candidates in Falls Village. There will be one in Kent coming up this week as well, on the 13th. There will be articles in the paper about the candidates, their platforms, we need to have an informed electorate, and I think people should really get out there and make them avail themselves of all the information.
Is the Kent event the 13th, or the Falls Village? Do you know the date of the Falls Village event?
Falls Village is this the 12th.
Okay, Thursday.
Yeah, 6:30 at Center on Main. Okay. The Kent debate is 7 to 8:30 on the 13th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do people have, how unusual is it to have the top of the ticket vacant?
Well, it's rare that generally we have one or two within the six-town region. To have four is really a rarity. We have several people who have just decided not to run again at the top. You know, Charlie Prati has been there for 6 years in Canaan. Is retiring. So Brian Oler and Christian Allen are vying for that seat. In Falls Village, Henry Todd has decided not to run again. He's retiring. So we have Dave Barger and Greg Marlowe running. And those two are on the Board of Selectmen now, each of them. So.
And does the one who doesn't get the most votes get the other selectman position? Does it work that
Depending.
Way?
Depending. You see, it's tricky.
Each town is different, right?
Yeah, there's sometimes, like in Sharon, which is not contested this year, the person running for first selectman who doesn't get it is automatically off the board. They have an ordinance that precludes that. So it's different in each town. But generally, the person who loses gets on the board as a selectman. Yeah.
Okay.
Just a reminder, November 7th is the election. Polls are open in all the town halls from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., and the absentee ballots, of course, are available. So,
and
important.
Are people doing huge absentee ballots? You know, I'm still keeping an eye on, and nobody else is, but I find it interesting. Is the primary in, I think it was Bridgeport, I'm not positive, somewhere, and it was definitely on local news being covered, because there was a rather disturbing image of somebody stuffing a box,
right?
And you know, I think about the box that's right. I mean, I'm sure no one would do that, but I think about the box that's right out in front of town hall here, and I'm not even sure there's a, you know, it's not exactly patrolled regularly.
Yeah, they're controlled pretty well, I believe, but. Yeah, that was a terrible scene.
No, I said patrolled.
Yeah.
In other words, if that was something you wanted to do, I imagine you could, that's what I said. You know,
but
you got an honor system going on.
Well, we're honest up here.
That's what I mean. No, I'm not suggesting on any level that's I,
right.
I was just, it
yeah.
Was,
no, that was a very disturbing scene.
Right.
Yeah. So Okay, other than that, we have lots of other things going on besides elections. We had a lovely ceremony for Katie Gannett's garden that was dedicated to her at the high school a couple of weeks ago. Katie donated her dahlias to the school, and a young man planted them. They're blooming beautifully in front of the VOAG Center. Those of you who knew Katie knew of her absolutely magnificent botanical garden in her house in West Cornwall.
And since I'm one of the people who knew Katie, and we also know about how Katie kept all sorts of people in dahlias for many, many, many years.
Yes, all the
Falls Village Inn, Fife and Drum. You know, and she just they'd get in the car with the Poland Spring bottles full of water. Faithful Lolly, Katie, off they'd go.
Yep. All the secretaries at the school said, you know, they just loved getting her. Everybody had them on their desks, and they're magnificent. And this young man, Carter Lotz, who was graduated last year, planted them as one of a project. And in late last month, they had this ceremony where they dedicated the garden. And again, folks, if you go past the high school, just take a look. They're just blooming beautifully out there, and it's such a nice tribute. And, of course, it was a beautiful tribute to Katie. It was basically done by the AFS and the FFA alumni, of which she was very active.
And my question is he going to dig them up? And
yes.
Is he going to do what she would want him to do with them?
Well, he's away at college, but I would assume that the next
somebody else is going to.
Going to do them. And I must say, I am so pleased that when I did the story, he was out there planting them, and I said, could I just have one? And he gave me one, and it is blooming in my yard just magnificently, and I think of Katie every time I look out there.
So you're going to have to dig it up.
I was told.
Yeah.
But lovely, lovely ceremony and a lovely tribute to a woman who gave so much to that school. There's been a lot of activity in Cornwall over the Ridgeway application to put in a cidery up at their farm on Town Street. Big hearing a few weeks ago. 100 people or so crowded into Town Hall, both pro and con. People for thinking it's wonderful to have the young Ridgeway son is going to run the cidery and have a little apartment there. The cons, who feel it's not an appropriate use of the farm right close to the road. So they had this hearing, and the Ridgeways decided to ask for an extension. So they have a 60-day extension from the end of September, and they'll be coming back with, a different plan or something else. But it's caused a lot of interest in the town. So that's one issue. Another issue is the sale of the old firehouse in Falls Village. That's been going on for quite a few years. You know, the fire department now has a new emergency services center down on Route 7 South. They've moved there a few years ago, leaving the old building on Railroad Street vacant. And it's town-owned, not fire department-owned, so it's been going on for quite a few years as to how it's disposed of. They now have a plan or a bid of $300,000 to buy it and put in a gym and some health offices, and that will be coming before the voters the same day as the election. It's going to be a separate sort of ballot.
Sort of like a referendum.
The day of election, you vote for your
selectmen,
and then you vote for your fire department. So Falls Village people should be aware of that that vote.
All right. And is there anything similar to that coming up? Because obviously we're going to have to revisit the activities in next week or week or so. But we've got quite a fair amount going on.
Yes. And just Cornwall, the retaining wall at the corner of Sharon Goshen Turnpike and River Road is crumbling, has to be redone in the center of West Cornwall. So that road is going to have to be closed for about 2 months, and people are going to have to make their plans during the day for getting in and out of that road as they work on replacing it. And that's going to be, it's an issue.
That's going to be noticeable. That will affect the daily tenor of people's lives for certain.
Absolutely. And we'll keep an eye on that. I'm not sure. I think it's going to be happening maybe in the next couple of weeks. They're trying to get this done as quickly as possible because it's they want to certainly have it done by the holidays. And it is going to be disruptive. There's no doubt about it.
And so, then there's always, winter is coming. We'll see how that works.
And winter is coming. So those are the, we have some really basic, we've had POCD meetings at various towns. Everybody's working on their plans of conservation development and what the future of their towns look like, affordable housing. We had the groundbreaking for 10 new units at Sarum Village, which is lovely, looks lovely. And that's always a big issue, affordable housing, as you well know. Right. So lots going on.
That's good. All right. I will say this as lovingly as possible. Get back out there and find more.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much. Ruth Epstein from Republican American, Robin Hood Radio.